Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. Now, because we've all got at least one relationship that makes us crazy, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a must-have resource from Pastor Rick Warren called the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit, complete with a 6-session DVD and workbook. If just surviving your relationships isn't good enough for you, then go ahead and take a sneak peek at this powerful DVD-based Bible study while you're listening to today's broadcast. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called 6 Keys to Peace in Relationships.
You know, I have spent much of my life hanging out with people I totally disagree with, so I could share the love of Jesus with them and help them come to know Christ, which means I've heard a lot of stupid ideas. I've sat in groups of people who share me stuff that's the most off-the-wall, crazy idea. What do? You just smile and you nod and you don't interrupt and you let them say their entire piece. Because what I've learned is if you let people say their entire piece, they'll let you say your entire piece. And then I can come back and say, well, here's what I think. Here's what I believe. Here's what the Bible says. And people go, oh, well, that makes sense. I never thought about it that way. But if you try to interrupt them in advance, you try to take them down point by point, you are being a fool. It is foolish to try to take people down point by point. You just make them mad. As Tom said, you just gotta listen. You gotta be open to reason. Now, number 5, the Bible says wisdom is full of mercy and good deeds. Circle that word mercy. If I'm gonna be wise, I'm gonna maximize mercy. I'm gonna major on mercy in my relationships, full of mercy and good deeds. In other words, it's wise to show grace to people when they mess up, when they blow it, when they sin, when they fumble, when they flub up, when they have faults, when they fail. It's wise to show mercy when people show up. It's wise to cut people slack when they mess up. Let's just take it this way. Who is the wisest person in the universe? God. Who is the most merciful person in the universe? God. You think there's any little connection there? Yes. Fools are judgmental. Wise people are merciful. Anytime I start judging you, I'm being foolish. Anytime I'm being merciful, I'm being like God. And that's wise. It's wise to give people the benefit of the doubt. It's wise to show grace, to show mercy, to be forgiving, to cut people some slack. God cuts me slack all the time, so I better cut it to somebody else. Everything you have in life is a sheer gift from God. Your next breath is because of the mercy of God. You wouldn't be alive if it weren't for the mercy of God. If it weren't for the grace of God, you wouldn't see, hear, touch, smell. You wouldn't exist. Everything I have and everything you have is because God is a merciful and gracious God. God doesn't give me what I deserve. He gives me what I need. If I got what I deserved, I wouldn't be standing here. If you got what you deserve, you wouldn't be alive. God doesn't give you what you deserve. He gives you what you need. That's mercy. And the Bible says that's wise. Wise people give people what they need, not what they deserve. That's mercy and that's wisdom. So here's the 5th mark of wisdom in a relationship. If I want to be wise, my kids, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my husband, my wife, if I want to be wise, I won't emphasize your mistakes, because I am merciful. Wise people don't rub it in. Wise people are merciful. So let me ask you, how high do you rate on mercy? Do you jump on every fault or blunder? You know, great move, Klutzo. You know, you're always picking at people, always pointing out their errors and mistakes. Do you continually bring up the past and every little sin that your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or whoever has done, you file it back so you can pull it out when you need to get a little leverage? Heard about a high school kid recently came home from school with a bad report card and his dad blew a gasket. And next day he went back to school and his friend at school said, "What did your dad think?" He said, "Oh, my dad got historical." He said, "Don't you mean hysterical?" He said, "No, historical. He told me everything I've ever done wrong." Do you do that? You know, you let it all pile up, you let it all dam up, and then when somebody hits you at the wrong spot, you just blah, you let it all out. That is foolish, because wisdom is full of mercy. It's full of good deeds. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:9, love forgets mistakes. Nagging about them parts the best of friends. Now think of the person who's closest to you in your life. Right now, okay. Think of the person who's closest to you in your life. And even though you love them, there's some things they do that just flat out bug you. I mean, it really bugs you. You know those things that really get you going? Let it go. Let it go. It is foolish to hold on to it. Let it go. There's so many things to love about them. Let it go. You're not God. Mike has been on staff in facilities for many, many years. And I happen to know that Sally and Mike had just had their 50th wedding anniversary. And Mike had kissed Sally and she was getting ready to drive off. And I walked over to Sally's car. She rolled the window down and I said, "Congratulations, Sally, on 50 years of marriage." I said, "What is the secret of a 50-year lasting marriage?" She looked at me, she said, "Pastor, I never tried to change him." And she drove off. And I'm not making this up. This is the exact truth, and they had not colluded on this. I walked up to Mike, who was further on up the way, and I said, "Mike, congratulations on 50 years of marriage." I said, "What's the secret of 50 years of marriage?" He said, "I never tried to change her." They had both said the exact same thing. Wisdom is full of mercy. Number six. The Bible says that wisdom is impartial and always sincere. Now, this is interesting. These two words in the Greek, in the original Greek in the Bible, are the words adikritos and anipokritos. They're very similar words, impartial and sincere. Adikritos, anipokritos. Let me explain it this way. The Greeks invented theater, comedies, tragedies. You know, all Plato, Socrates, Sophocles, all these guys wrote very famous plays. And in Greek plays, one guy would often be an actor and would play many parts. He'd come out wearing a mask and he'd say his part. Then he'd go back behind the stage, he'd get another mask, he'd come back out and he'd play somebody else's part. Then he'd go back behind the stage and he'd get another mask and he'd come back out. He's playing many roles and wearing many masks. And the word in Greek for that person, he was called a hypokritos. We get the word hypocrite from it. It means he wears a mask. He's always acting a different role. Hypokritos, always playing a role, always wearing a mask. These words are the exact opposite. Adikritos, anipokritos, it means impartial and sincere. It means you're genuine. You're without hypocrisy. You're the real deal. The word we would use today is the word authentic. Authentic. Now, here's the sixth key. If I want to be wise in my relationships, I won't disguise my intentions.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that relative you see at every family get-together, a crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit. In it, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows us how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep crazy makers from driving you crazy. You Make Me Crazy Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the You Make Me Crazy 6-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Sally and Mike had just had their 50th wedding anniversary. And Mike had kissed Sally and she was getting ready to drive off. And I walked over to Sally's car. She rolled the window down and I said, "Congratulations, Sally, on 50 years of marriage." I said, "What is the secret of a 50-year lasting marriage?" She looked at me, she said, "Pastor, I never tried to change him." And she drove off, and I'm not making this up. This is the exact truth, and they had not colluded on this. I walked up to Mike, who was further on up the way, and I said, "Mike, congratulations on 50 years of marriage." I said, "What's the secret of 50 years of marriage?" He said, "I never tried to change her." They had both said the exact same thing. Wisdom is full of mercy. Number six, the Bible says that wisdom is impartial and always sincere. Now, this is interesting. These two words in the Greek, in the original Greek in the Bible, are the words adikritos and anipokritos. They're very similar words, impartial and sincere. Adikritos, anipokritos. Let me explain it this way. The Greeks invented theater, comedies, tragedies, you know, all Plato, Socrates, Sophocles, all these guys wrote very famous plays. And in Greek plays, one guy would often be an actor and would play many parts. He'd come out wearing a mask, and he'd say his part, then he'd go back behind the stage, he'd get another mask, he'd come back out, and he'd play somebody else's part. Then he'd go back behind the stage, and he'd get another mask, and he'd come back out. He's playing many roles and wearing many masks, and the word in Greek for that person, he was called a hypokritos. We get the word hypocrite from it. It means he wears a mask. He's always acting a different role. Hypokritos, always playing a role, always wearing a mask. These words are the exact opposite. Adikritos, anipokritos, it means impartial and sincere. It means you're genuine. You're without hypocrisy. You're the real deal. The word we would use today is the word authentic. Authentic. Now, here's the sixth key. If I want to be wise in my relationships, I won't disguise my intentions. I won't wear a mask. I won't fake it. I won't pretend. I won't try to be somebody that I'm not. I won't lie to you. I won't cheat you. I won't trick you. I won't fake you out. I won't take advantage of you. I won't deliberately mislead you. The point is this: fools are fakes. Wise people are authentic. They're the real deal. They aren't phonies. They're genuine. They're authentic. They're warts and all. What you see is what you get. Now, there are two places today where people fake it more than anywhere else, where people are phony. They don't show their true selves more than anywhere else. Two places: online and on dates. They don't show their true selves. They're always trying to make themselves look better than they really are online and on dates. Psalm 12, verse 2, look up here. The Bible says, Proverbs 10, 18, the lips of a liar conceal hostility, and whoever spreads accusations is a fool. Let me read you Psalm 12, 2. Everyone lies to his neighbor. Their flattering lips speak with deception. You know, dating actually sets up relationships to be phony, because dating in itself is an artificial relationship. You look your best. You act your best. You talk your best. You dress your best. Shoot, you smell your best on a date. It's not the real you. No, no, you're just super cool, and you're not really real. You, on dates, you know, no man would ever actually go to the opera except on a date. Okay, ladies, you just need to realize, no man likes opera. Okay, really. In fact, you laugh at things on dates that aren't even funny. It's, you know, somebody says it, and your date says something, and you go, ha, 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 ha. It was the stupidest thing you ever heard, but you laughed at it anyway, okay? It is a phony, fake relationship. In fact, no place on the planet Earth is more inauthentic, more phony than a singles bar. I mean, it is the epitome of fake, phony, inauthentic relationships. Nowhere else on the planet can a total stranger come up to you and offer to buy you something. Can I buy you a drink? You don't even know me. I mean, were you in Sears? A guy walks up and says, can I give you a toaster? I mean, really? You're in Albertsons. Care for a box of Cap'n Crunch? You're kind of cute, you know. Can I get you some pickles? It's so phony. It's so fake. If I'm honest, if I'm real, if I'm wise, I'm not going to disguise who I really am. Now, let's review. How wise are you in your relationships? Do you ever compromise your integrity? That's not wise. Do you antagonize other people's anger and push their buttons intentionally just to get even? Dumb. Not wise. Do you minimize feelings? You shouldn't feel that way. Do you criticize suggestions? That's a dumb idea. Do you disguise your attention? Friends, as your pastor who loves you, if you don't wise up, if you don't wise up, if you don't learn some godly wisdom, you're going to go through your entire life making the same relational mistakes over and over and over and over, and you're not going to get what you want out of that relationship. A intimate, satisfying, soul-satisfying relationship. The kind that God intended for you to have. How do I get the wisdom to stop making foolish mistakes in relationships? Well, there's only two places you get wisdom. You don't get it from college. You don't get it from online blogs. You don't get it from TV shows. You get wisdom from knowing God and doing what he says to do, doing his word, knowing God and doing his word. You can get intelligence, you can get facts, you can get information, you can get smarts, you can get technical skills from going to school, but you don't get wisdom from going to school. You get wisdom from knowing God and doing what he says to do, because he is the source of all wisdom. Now, this book, the Bible, this is filled with relational wisdom for you. And if you'll stick with me for the next 6 weeks, we're gonna help revolutionize your relationships. And my goal for this series is that you'll learn what God says to do, and then you'll do it. But you're not gonna know the word of God until you know the Lord of God. Two verses, look up here on the screen. Psalm 111, verse 10, respect for the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You want wisdom in your relationship? You got to start with the relationship to the Lord. And the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, Jesus is the key that opens all the hidden treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. You got to get to know Jesus. I got a letter a while back where a guy told me, he said, Rick, all my relationships constantly fell apart until I met Jesus and I began to learn the wisdom he gave me. Have you met Jesus? Let's bow our heads. Father, I thank you for your word, that you want us to be wise, not foolish, in our relationships. And I pray that even today, everyone here will make a commitment to be with us for these 6 weeks as we talk about how to strengthen our good relationships, how to heal our bad ones, how to deal with the crazy makers in our lives. But Lord, today we start with us. Why don't you pray this prayer? Dear Jesus, help me to not compromise my integrity. Help me not to antagonize people's anger. Help me not to minimize people's feelings. Help me not to criticize people's suggestions or emphasize their mistakes. Help me not to disguise who I really am. Help me to be authentic and real and genuine. Say, God, I need your wisdom. I want to know you, Jesus Christ, and I want to do your word. If you've never invited Christ in our life, say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart and life right now and take control of my life. I want to learn to trust you and love you. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or a relative you see at every family get-together. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Do you have any crazy makers in your life? Of course you do. We all have relationships that just drive us crazy. You know, I created a kit called You Make Me Crazy Study Kit that's going to help bring sanity to your relationships. I'd like to send you the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit as a thank you gift when you support Daily Hope with your financial gift this month. This 6-week study guide through God's Word will give you the guidance you need to face and even connect with the crazy makers in your life. Did you know that God has them there for a purpose? During this study, we're going to look at what the Bible says about being wise in your relationships, about resolving conflict, about breaking free from abuse and codependency, about escaping the people-pleaser trap, and about keeping crazy makers from making you crazy. I really appreciate your support for Daily Hope. It's only because of people like you and the financial gifts of listeners that we're able to reach so many people with the good news of God's Word.
Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the You Make Me Crazy 6-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. You can call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.